We're doing Sefer Amidot, we're up to page Shin Mem Hei. We said there are different reasons why a person would be silent in the face of a fight. Revi'it, page Shin Mem Hei. The fourth reason why a person would be silent in a fight is Hayira, for fear. Hashotek mi'irato ha-teora, that someone who's silent because he has pure awe of heaven. Hu adam shu yirei shamayim. That's a person who is really God-fearing. V'chol ma'asav u'tnuotav u'miftach sfatav, in every action, every time he opens his lips, kilu umed lifnei ha-melech, it's as though he's standing in front of the king. Kema'amar, as the verse says, shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. I place Hashem before me always. Notice the word shiviti, that always strikes me. You have to place Hashem there, because in our minds, He's not there. We act all the time as though we're alone in the room. And you have to place Hashem. You have to feel like, yes, Hashem's right here. Ve'im ken yomar b'nafsho, and if that's the way a person views the world, he says to himself, Ech hashiv el amcharev, how can I answer this person who's cursing me out? Im hayiti omed lifnei melech b'vnei adam, if I were standing here in front of a human king, ve'echad hayam charev oti, and someone were cursing me, hayiti me'iz panim la'ashivo, would I dare answer him in front of the king? Halo az ha'melech ba'atzmo yaseh mishpato v'dino, if the king were standing here, he'd give ruling right away. Kema'amar, as the verse says, King David says to Abigail, he says, thank you for saving me from killing your husband, because God's going to fight the fight. I have no right. You saved me. How much more so if a person realizes he's standing in front of God, how can he say anything, even if he's in the right, if he'd really think God were there? Look at how King David, the pious one, said about this. Hashem sfatai tiftach ufi yagid tehilatecha. God, open my lips and my mouth will say your praise. Ki lo hiriv b'nafsho oz liftach piv ul'daver davar b'yoto omed neged pnei elyon nora hod. He doesn't even dare open his mouth and say anything when he thinks God's in the room. Very often, if I have kavanah, I try to have kavanah in my prayer, and then it's hard for me to start davening. If I think about it for a minute, hey, I'm standing in front of God, then it's so natural to say this pasuk, Hashem svatai tiftach, because then the first thought is, by what right do I say anything? Oh, Hashem, help me out. Hashem svatai tiftach. And by the same token, when a person is shamed and a fight is erupting, if he thinks for a second that God's in the room, then for sure he'd be careful with what he says. And this is where we'll pick up this Hashem tomorrow.